Our mission to the world is to be a positive example. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Our mission to the world is to be a positive example. Now, Ellen tells me about her two grandchildren who went shopping. And she was telling me how they were being on a mission to be positive examples of great guys. Well, one of them was 10, 11. And he went in there, big fellow that he is, and he decided he was going to buy a CD for himself. So he bought himself a CD and just had a wonderful time choosing it. And then he went with his cousin, and his cousin took him on a whirligig tour, his cousin being 12, and he bought two very wonderful roses for his mother as part of whatever the occasion was, as part of just because it's he bought the roses. And how many others did he buy? 10? He bought 12. He bought 12 roses, and he gave two to his mother. Any to anybody else?
One to the teacher.
Oh, he gave one to his teacher. He was not stupid. And who else did he give one to?
And the rest he gave all to girlfriends.
And the others he gave to his girlfriends. So on a dozen roses, taking out three, that leaves how many?
Nine
girlfriends. He has the same experience that I had when I was in high school. I had nine girlfriends too. And so he gave a rose to each one of his nine girlfriends. Now, what do you think these nine girlfriends thought? They thought, he's crazy and wonderful. They went home to their mothers and they said, look what my boyfriend gave me, a rose. And the mother said, one rose? He should have given you a bunch of them. One rose means one love. To my sweet love, to my most precious person. He gave two to his mother, which means he compounded it by two. One to his teacher, which he thought was very nice. And his name?
Martino.
Was remembered by his girlfriends with great love. And they went around school telling everyone else that Martino gave them a rose. Well, now the nine girls who received them were quite pleased, and they were happy about it. They thought that it was a very positive example. But the other 30 girls in the class, they were not too happy with the idea that Martino had forgotten them. And so they came up to Martino and they said, Martino, I thought that we were good friends. Martino, I thought we were, you know, real close to each other. And so Martino didn't know what to do. But he knew that our mission to the world is to be a positive example. And so Martino went out and bought more roses to give to each of the other girls in the class so that none of them would feel left out. He was going to be a positive example of what he believed. Now, you say, surely not. Surely not. Surely not giving out one dozen roses and then 30 more roses. That's 42 roses he gave out. Well, Martino has a brother who is quite a special boy. He is a leader, and he is an example of a person who believes in himself and loves himself and goes around making everyone feel happy. And he is just a master in so many ways. And Martino looks at him and says, that's my brother. And he knows that his brother's mission in the world is to be a positive example of everything he believes. So Martino wants to do this. His brother is 17. Martino is only 12. But he's got the level of the hormones coming along, and he is now looking for the girls in the world. And so he certainly is setting himself a very bed, lovely bed of roses to all the girls, 39 girls giving roses out to him. And he will certainly have his hands full. Now, if our mission to the world is to be a positive example, and his mission is to be a positive example, what will he say to each of the 39 girls? What will he say to each of the 39 girls? Well, he won't bark at them like Button has just done. Button saw a cat outside the window and he thought, my goodness, I have to tell that cat they're not supposed to walk around here while we're giving a talk. This book be quiet time. So Martino will be speaking with each one of these girls. And obviously, they'll come and say thank you. And he'll say, I believe that we should all do beautiful things for all the people we respect and love in this world. And I respect and love you. But you gave it to the other girls too. And I respect and love all the other girls too. Because I don't know who I'm going to be going out with tomorrow. I don't know who I'm going to be going around with and going to the show with or do, you know, just walk home from school with as a special girl. I don't know who it's going to be because I'm unconditional. I love everybody. I'm unconditionally loving. And I share because I am a positive example. Now, he doesn't say that because they'd say, yeah, yeah, on you. You don't want to be a single example with me. I am the girl who wants to be a single reminder. Well, when you're 12 years old, I don't think that really is a problem. Just to think that the captain of the football team or the captain of the soccer team liked each girl and gave each girl a rose. Each girl can go and say, the captain of the soccer team gave me a rose, you know. And she can put it in her memory book, and it can be something very beautiful all of her life. And that's what being a positive example is. Being a positive example is not where you're looking for an ulterior motive, not where you're trying to make these girls all be charmed by you. Your charm goes far beyond the roses. Your charm goes to the point of saying, that's who I am. I'm a positive person. I'm a positive example of everything that's good and beautiful. I'm a positive person. Now, could you, like Martino, do that? Could you do that? Mm-hmm. Could you go out and give roses to friends of yours? Girls can do that too, you know. And if you did, would you just give one rose to one person or maybe 12 roses to one person? Or would you give 12 roses to 12 people? Would you go to your mother's garden and say, Mommy, I got a lot of boys in school, and I got to give them each a rose. Can I cut them from the garden? And Mommy says, I don't think I have that many stems there. Let's buy some and then take the ones from the garden too, if that's what you really want to do. Oh, yes, Mommy, that's what I really want to do. And so the girl gives it to her boyfriends, or friends that she'd like to have who are boys, you know. And she sets herself as a positive example of an unconditionally loving person. But you're giving these to all the boys in class because I just happen to think boys are wonderful. Well, don't you want one? I want them all. I just think boys are wonderful. And I don't know which one of you boys I'm going to really be interested in going with. Some of you may not be my type, and some of you may be my type. And some of you may want to go with me, and some of you may not. And some of you that want to go with me, I may not want to go with. And some of you that may not want to go with me are maybe some that I want to go with. So I'm opening up the door with a positive example of saying, unconditionally, I love all you guys. Have you ever had Valentine's Day in school? Well, in America, Valentine's Day is quite a popular day. And it's engendered by the adults, of course, you know. But the kids fall into the game. So in school, during the Depression time, we made our own Valentines. We would take hearts and lace and, you know, paper lace and pasted on cards that we made. And then we'd write in there, you know, I love you, or silly things like that, you know. And we would give everybody. You didn't dare not give a card to everyone in your class. And there were many outside of your class that you went into their room and you stuck them in their Valentine box, because there was a box in every room, a Valentine box. And in there were the Valentines were placed for the students of that class. And outside students could come in and do things too, but they tried to pretend they didn't, you know. And so on Valentine's Day, there was a party, and the teacher would give out little tiny red hearts. They were candy and other little candy items. I don't remember what they were now, but the little hearts I do remember. They're very sweet and hickey, you know. And so then they'd open the Valentines. And every child in class would get 10, 20 Valentines, you know. Some children got a lot. It didn't mean anything to them. He said, thank you. Looked around the class in a general wave and said, thank you. And other kids got less Valentines because they were less popular and perhaps less attractive, and perhaps they had smaller self-esteem. But always the kids in class who were a positive example gave a Valentine to every child in the class. They had their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers at home helping them make the Valentines. I know my sisters and brothers and my mother and father, not my father so much, but I mean my mother, and everybody at home worked on my Valentines, because I wasn't really that shook up about Valentine's Day. But I made them. And we took them to school. We had to put them in envelopes and everything and put the name of the kid on it and sign our name under the bottom. I love you, you know. And there weren't many Herbs in our class. I think I was the only one. Mm-hmm. And so it was quite well known. But you see, our mission in the world is to be a positive example. And to be a positive example means that we are not asking other people to like us. We are just unconditionally loving everyone. And when we unconditionally love everyone, we figure out the students who are not being appreciated or who do not have a high esteem of themselves, and then we make very sure that they get the prettiest and the biggest Valentine. And they think, my God, you give that guy that great big Valentine, you know, and this girl who is so pretty, you just give her a little thing, you know. And I say, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And the guy who got the big Valentine, he took the Valentine home. At school, we all knew, but he took it home and nobody knew. And at home, he showed that first. This is the Valentine that I got, you know. Well, that's from Herb, you know. Yeah, Herb thinks I'm a great guy, you know. It had nothing to do with loving sexually or anything like that, or male, female. It was people. And it was being a positive example. And I can think of one boy, Fletcher. He was a crippled boy. He had polio, and he had legs with, you know, metal brackets on them and stuff. And he couldn't do everything everybody else did. But he tried. He tried. And everybody in the class was thinking he's a bother. And I made a friend of him. And we would go butterfly catching and doing all sorts of things together. And he was a good kid. And so I gave him this big, beautiful Valentine. And in school, all the kids says, you know. And at home, his mother and father and sisters and brothers, they looked at him and said, you got that big Valentine, you got all these other you got them, you know, because his self-esteem hadn't been too great. And it's, it took a big jump and a positive example in doing it. Now, we can all do things like that. Do you do things like that? Herb, you make yourself sound so good. No, I don't make myself sound so good. That's just what I did. Didn't you do things like that? Weren't you a nice person?
Yeah.
And you see, that's why you have to shut up about it. Because you tell people about the nice things that you do, and they say, no, aren't you a goody-goody person? Mm. And, hey, you did the same thing. You did the same thing if you were being a positive example. I am giving a lecture. I'm talking on a topic. And to talk on a topic, it's better for me to use my own experiences, my own realm, than on other people. But everybody's open market for me, just like Ellen's grandchildren. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And, you know, that's what the world's all about. That's what the world's all about. I sent Ellen's grand, her daughter and family a little Christmas cartoon that I had received of a dog, and it's a musical cartoon. The dog is rolling up a snowball, and the snowball ends up as a little white dog that's the same size as he, like a golden retriever, and the two are playing together and having fun with the toys and doing all sorts of great things. And Ellen's daughter thought that it was Ellen and myself who were doing the words in there from another cartoon that we sent them. It was a ball, and the ball opened up like a Christmas ball. And this person, I told you about him, he woke up in there, he says, I like me, I like me, I like you, I like you, I love you, I like you, I like you, I like you, you know. And her daughter thought that surely was Ellen and I doing the lyrics in there. But that's good. That's good. Because that's what her daughter thinks about us. That we are living a positive example. We are a positive example living what we believe. Are you a positive example living what you believe? Well, go for it. But don't do like I do. Shut up. Don't tell anybody. Just be it. And I tell people about it only because this is part of the show. So keep talking, and I'll grab the illustrations from you guys, which are more interesting than mine anyhow. So have a lovely evening and a lovely day and a lovely forever, because you're the absolute philosopher. And our mission to the world is to be a positive example. And Ingeborg, who is the world?
Me. I.
Sylvie, who is the world?
I.
Ellen, who is the world?
I.
Well then, our mission is to the world is to be a positive example. So are you all a positive example?
Yes.
Wonderful. I love you. Yes. I love you. I love you.